I doubt if there were more than 5 or 6 people in the cinema. It was small and modern, and the seat into which I settled myself was not too uncomfortable. I was in time to watch the opening credits slowly unfold. The sun was rising over a pretty flat countryside, and the names of the actors, all French, slowly faded in and out as the light came up over fields and trees. It was beautifully shot, and a simple, haunting piano piece repeated quietly as the small cast were introduced. And finally, the writer and director, Alain Legrand. I noted the name carefully from the information in the foyer when I left the cinema 2 hours later. The film was incredibly slow, but each scene was so wonderfully framed and the colours so achingly vivid that it was almost too lovely to watch. The sunlight, a luminous amber, slanted horizontally across the landscape as we were introduced to the hero, a boy who was walking from his home in the village to a house only a half a mile distant. The camera was with him every step of the way. There was a quiet voiceover in French that was unhurried enough for me to understand it. The boy was kicking a stone and noting that he had a theory that 4 was a perfect number, as exemplified by a square. Therefore, if he kicked this stone or tapped the rail of a fence, he had to do it 3 more times to make it perfect. If by some unfortunate mischance, he should repeat the action so that it was done, say, 5 times.